We kicked it off last night with a great session with the Undersecretary for Policy at the U.S. Department of Transportation, Jeffrey Shane, as well as the executive head of the New Partnership for Africa's Development, known as NEPAD. His name is Professor Firmino Muscovelli. Between the two of them, they gave a great scene setter for this. Jeffrey Shane started off with personal recollections of his travel. He spent nearly a year traveling in East Africa when he was about 6 years out of university, and spoke in a heartfelt way about that, and then led directly into the importance of transportation and other infrastructure to achieving real economic development. And then Professor Muscovelli was very effective in talking about the importance of infrastructure, the role of the NEPAD, and the need to create much more regional integration in Africa.
Now, NEPAD is behind the move to increase and improve African infrastructure, and Mr. Shane is part of an American government effort to support American investors who would like to invest in Africa.
Yes, absolutely. U.S. government is very interested in increasing U.S. investment in Africa. And actually, that leads directly into the panel we had this morning. We had a plenary session this morning, which featured Ambassador John Danilovich, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Millennium Challenge Corporation. We also had, as you mentioned earlier, we had Mr. Desi Lopez-Fafi, who is the Vice President and Managing Director of Oracle's Africa Operations. And we had Dr. Michael Mahmoud, who is another senior official with NEPAD and the African Development Bank. And they spoke a great deal about the importance of private sector investment, the fact that even with grants such as the Millennium Challenge Corporation can give, it can only take a very small portion of what's needed in terms of investment in African infrastructure. So the private sector has to be there to fill the rest of the void. And that means creating the right policy environment, creating the right structures where the private investment can actually flow.
The Millennium Challenge Corporation, let's explain again what it does. It lends money to those countries that have a good record of governance and that look like they can absorb investment and manage it properly.
You're completely correct, but the funds are in the form of grants. So this is grant money from the Millennium Challenge Corporation, but it is given to those countries that demonstrate that they have put together a program for the use of those funds that will really be effective in promoting their economic development and their social development as well.
Do we know of any grants from MCC that have gone to infrastructure?
Ambassador Danilovich said that of the four compacts which they currently have in Africa, there is quite a bit of infrastructure, particularly in the transportation sector. But they anticipate that future compacts, as they call them, will be more far-reaching in the infrastructure area. He anticipated that beyond transportation, there could be work in the electricity sector and the communications sector and other sectors.
Now, why was Oracle attending this meeting this morning, and what did it have to say?
Well, Mr. Desi Lopez-Fafi spoke about the importance of infrastructure to his company, simply the requirement that there be things such as electricity, communications, connections, roads for transportation, aviation schedules that actually facilitate the movement of people. He talked about the fact that it's essential to have not only the investment, but the ongoing maintenance and management of assets once they've been put in the ground in Africa. So generally, he was providing the perspective of both a company that provides some of that infrastructure in the information technology area and a user of that infrastructure who can attest to just how important it is to having that infrastructure in order for his own business to grow at the rate that he thinks is possible.
This conference is bringing together investors, American and potential investors, with U.S. government officials and with officials of NEPAD who are advocating strongly the reconstruction of its infrastructure, the rebuilding of infrastructure. Do you know if any deals have been made from this meeting so far?
Well, it's a little bit early, but I know that there have been quite a few meetings taking place around the edges of the conference. I've spoken with many people who are on the way to have a meeting with, whether it's a minister of transportation, a minister of public works, or a fellow member of the private sector. And we can certainly see that there will be many, many such meetings during the next day or so, and lots of opportunity for that. I haven't heard any reports of actual deals being struck at this point.
Tell us about what's happening in the next 24 hours before the end of the conference. What should we expect?
We're going to have a series of infrastructure breakout sessions where we look both at different sectors, different regions of the continent, and also certain thematic ideas. And those will be going on for the next 2 days. We have a couple more large plenary sessions. We have one that will be looking at regional integration, and on that one we will have a speakers from NEPAD, from the Department of Transportation again, and from a company that is doing some of the work on the NEPAD projects. Then we turn to a financing plenary, and the financing plenary will have the president and CEO of OPIC, the Overseas Private Investment Corporation of the United States, a member of the board of the U.S. Exim Bank, that's Mr. Joseph Grandmaison, and also the group managing director and CEO of United Bank for Africa. So we'll have two different U.S. government agencies, Mr. Mosbacher from OPIC, Mr. Grandmaison from Exim, and Mr. Tony Elumelu from the United Bank for Africa. So that will be a really good way to talk about the financing aspect, which is clearly a very important part of the overall infrastructure picture. And then we'll finish with a closing luncheon, and we have, we're fortunate to have the Vice Prime Minister of the Republic of Ghana, that's Paul Ba Abasolo, and we will have the chairman of the Africa Subcommittee of the House International Relations Committee in the United States Congress, that's Mr. Ed Royce, and we expect to have the Deputy United States Trade Representative. So we have a very strong lineup and lots of time still for networking and for people to sit down with each other and many, many panel sessions.